Ladies and gentle bears, thank you for coming. As your queen, I stand before you today to address a series of very serious threats to our society that have plagued us for some time now, especially this past year. Because of these, we've had to start to migrate to new areas to search for new food sources and new lands to roam. But we're strong. We are bears. We will overcome this. We will survive. We will thrive once more. There is nothing we cannot overcome together. We have faced the loss of many of our natural habitats, from the north to the south, to the east and the west, because of the hairless, upright monkeys. They have destroyed so much of our land, but we have overcome many of it together through our strength. Many of our food sources have become scarce as well. Hunting both fish and wild animals has become more and more difficult. But though we may not catch the salmon, we will continue to find more. And though it may not be as plentiful as our ancestors, there will be enough for our cubs and our bellies in the future. Of this, I guarantee. Yes, 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 I was getting to that, don't worry. No, I'll get to that at the end. Also, because of the hairless upright monkeys, we have faced many extra fires and lost many of our numbers. Because of these colorful and bright fires, which many of us do not understand, even more of our ancestral homes have been lost. But as in the past, these lands will regrow stronger and more vibrant than they were before. We just need to wait. They may not be fit for our living in our lifetimes, but our cubs, they will enjoy peace and prosperity for years to come. It is how it is. It is how it has always been. Yes, yes, I know. They've become more prevalent, but we have to believe. Drought has also plagued us, but not in some areas. Some areas we have to deal with flooding. But this is okay. In a way, this is how nature balances things out. Too dry in some areas, too wet in others. We just have to deal with it, survive, use our strength to get through it, face the next year head on. This we must understand, because this is the way of Mother Nature. Another thing that we have been facing. We have natural predators now. At one point in these areas, we ruled all of nature. There was no one that stood against us. If anyone did, our strength was enough to overcome anything that we faced. But now, for whatever reason, the furless upright monkeys are now using their boomsticks to take us apart. And not only that, mountain lions are moving into our territory and threatening us as well. This we cannot tolerate, and if anyone faces them, you have my permission to either run or avoid them at all costs. There is no shame in any of that. And if you absolutely want to fight, that is your choice, but it is inadvisable in any regard. I do not want to lose any of you. Please. You are all my precious, precious bear cubs. And we have lost so many these past few years. We need to band together to protect our own. And anyone that we lose is just one too many. Yes, Sebastian, I'm getting to it now. The most important threat to our society that I must now address is that in the parks and the preserved lands of our ancestors, where the furless upright monkeys gather and give offerings of food to worship nature, they have not done so this past year. And what little they have has been abysmally weak. Yes, my dear bear cubs, there has been a massive picnic basket shortage. It has threatened our way of life to such a drastic degree that all of the rest of the threats to our society pale in comparison. Without those picnic baskets, we will be forced to roam even further wild, to go into their homes and search for these picnic baskets, into their buildings, into their places of storage, wherever they obtain these picnic baskets and obtain them for ourselves. Our very survival depends upon it. And while you do these things, please know, please understand that I will be with you, and you will be facing these other threats that I mentioned while you do it. I just wanted you to know how I feel. I wanted you to understand these feelings deep within me. My bear cubs, my precious, precious bear cubs. Your queen stands with you. And while you seek out these picnic baskets that we so desperately need to continue our way of life, I will never give any of you up. I will stand with you during your journeys, seeking out, questing for these picnic baskets. I will never, never, ever let you down. I will stand with you. I will never desert you. And if you cry, I will not be the one that made you do it. I will be there to lick your tears away. And I will be there if anything happens to you. I will never let you say goodbye. And nothing I am telling you now is a lie. And it is not meant to hurt you. It is simply the truth. My precious bear cubs, I love each and every one of you. This is not here to hurt you. This is simply the truth. Our very way of life is threatened. Our very existence may very well vanish if we do not do something quickly and soon. So I urge each of you, search your heart. Tell me how you are feeling. Tell me you are not too blind to see that we as a whole must band together and do this. Otherwise, we may not remain in this world for long. Thank you. And Sebastian, thank you. All of you, thank you for your support. Thank you.